Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you doing, Patrick?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good, good.
And yourself?
I'm doing well. I was out pruning apple trees.
This morning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just came in. And talk on the radio a little bit. We got Pat Fraser here. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Glad to hear you.
Yeah. And we're just going to have Pat talk some on some biodynamic stuff, you know, just the basic stuff of it right now, and maybe a couple times we'll get a little bit deeper into it. So, Pat, what exactly is the biodynamic?
Well, biodynamics is, some people call it the original form of organic agriculture. It was derived from some lectures that Rudolf Steiner gave in the 20s. Rudolf Steiner was a clairvoyant person in Germany who had some fairly profound spiritual insights into the science of man and the universe and cosmic beings within our solar system and Earth. And he's the founder of Waldorf Education, as well as Anthroposophy and a whole host of other things. But he was invited to do some lectures in Germany in the 20s to farmers who were noticing that the vitality of their crops and the breeding of their animals was decreasing in potency. So that was its origin. And basically, biodynamics has three principles. One is that the farm is a self-contained organism, just like us, has lungs and digestive functions and skin and a will force, etc. And then the second principle is that we garden with the knowledge that although we are on the earth and we are aware of the sun and its rhythms in our seasons and the moon and its rhythms and its monthly orbiting, we also have a cosmic place. And so we are aware of the rhythms of the stars and the planets and the constellations and how it affects plant life here on earth. So we garden with that awareness. And then we also garden with the awareness that certain plants on the earth have a fairly different intelligence, and when they're paired with animal sheaths, particularly of the cow, we can make some preparations. We call them preparations. They're actually homeopathic medicines to encourage plant intelligence towards fertility. So those three principles we employ in the practice of biodynamics, and the outcome is hopefully that our food and our animals that feed us, the food plants and the animals that feed us, have higher nutritional value, more dense nutritional value, and can be utilized for our strength as a race, and that we can provide a little bit of different spiritual forces as we move forward in our evolution. So it's a deeper form of organic agriculture. We seek to have closed fertility loops on our farms and in our gardens, meaning that everything that is fertilizing what we're growing is coming straight from the farm, be it through animal manures or green manures from our plants, and that that everything that's on the farm stays on the farm, with the exception of excess, and then that flows out of the farm to others so that we can entreat others to an increased nutritional space similar to our own as the farmer or the gardener.
Wow.
So,
that's good.
So what kind of things are you doing now at this time of the season?
Good question. Well, right now, the earth between now, about January 16th and February 16th, the Earth, as an organism herself, is very active in her interior. And right now, the Earth is most closely aligned with the mineral kingdom. And so the Earth is experiencing a lot of crystallizing forces within her Earth body. And so at this current time, we don't usually do too much in the way of planting or seeding. We wait until that shifts in the Earth rhythm, which happens at around February 16th, 17th. And then we start to look at seeding, because at that point the Earth's energy shifts towards an outpouring or an outbreath, which will continue then until the middle of summer or the summer solstice. And so during this time, we're inside, and as farmers, we're doing planting meditations. So we're meditating about what the garden will be in the spring, what plants we feel would be the best for our gardens to really encourage. And in terms of preparations that we might be making right now we're taking quartz crystals and grinding them into a very fine powder as a symbol of what I spoke about before, which is the mineral kingdom. That then is buried in the spring in a cow horn and is made into silica preparation, which encourages the light and the fruitification of plants. So in terms of active work, this time of year we're doing the silica preparation in the form of grinding quartz crystals.
Okay. I just want to mention, Pat, I have this planting calendar here, the North American planting calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in here that you do pruning of fruit trees and hedges and vines during the northern transplanting times on fruit days and flower days. So that's actually what I'm doing right at the moment.
Right, and at this point in time, we could do that on any point in the calendar, which is pointed towards a descending moon, and that's why that's called a northern transplanting time. A descending moon, which is the time period every month when the moon descends below the horizon and it's elliptical, signifies a time when the plant saps are heading downward. And so pruning at that period of time would be good in a biodynamic sense, because you would be wounding the tree at a time when the tree might not have to repair itself so quickly. When saps are rising during the ascending moon, that would be a time when the tree would be most at risk for wounds that could incur bacterial or fungal infections. And so, yes, we always prune fruit trees in particular and during a descending moon. And so if you have an orchard and you're kind of under the gun to get all of your pruning done before the bud break starts, a descending moon during January, February, or into March would be the very best time to do that, and on fruit days on the calendar. Fruit days would be days when the moon would be traveling through a constellation that supports the expression of fruit. And so you can double your effectiveness of pruning if you follow the planting calendar and do it at those times.
I have a question here for Lance.
Yeah.
Possibly. What was that calendar? What would you call it?
This is the North American Maria Thun, I think that's how you pronounce it, Biodynamic Calendar, 2014.
And how's that available?
Actually, I know there's some at the Trading Post right now. Pat, do you have a source?
Yes. Maria Thun's calendar is available through Josephine Porter Institute for Applied Biodynamics. And that's the place where we receive most of our biodynamic preparations in North America. They also have another calendar called the Stella Natura calendar, which is based on the Maria Thun calendar and is just a slightly different format. But both those calendars are widely used in biodynamics, and that's a good place to get them. We have in the past done bulk calendar orders for our population here in the North Fork that likes to garden biodynamically. This year we're encouraging people to order them through Josephine Porter to support Josephine Porter Institute's work.
So Josephine Porter, the Josephine Porter Institute, is in where?
It's in Floyd, Virginia, and the website that you can access is www.jpibiodynamics.org.
Okay.
Yep. I think that's about it, Pat.
That was very good.
Very good.
I thank both of you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And you guys have a great day out there.
All right.
Happy gardening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.